The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past never o'clock. Here are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Cunn Jr. and Mark Davila. What do we got today? One of our new things? Problem solvers, I believe.
We are problem solvers, a couple of know-it-alls solving the world's problems. Mm-hmm. Today's topic, one that's been in the news in the last year or so, and longer probably, but...
Forever.
Guns.
Gun control.
No, guns.
Just guns.
Well...
Then what's the problem?
The problem is, if you like guns... You don't want gun control. You're like, hey.
No.
These are my motherfucking guns, and you're not touching them. I can have as many guns as I want, as many bullets, and that's it. And the other extreme end is like, no one should have guns. They're dangerous. They shoot people.
As usual, the right answer is the one that's in the middle. You really shouldn't be able to own your own arsenal. You're not an army. You're an idiot. And having no guns is kind of impossible because... people already own guns. You can't just take them away. And there's plenty of guns that aren't registered. So you can't just start rounding them up like, hey, we know you have two guns in the house, so if you want to hand those over. No, people have a shitload of guns.
All right, if you were to go to an ideal situation...
Oh, wait, plus, you know what the crazy thing is? You don't even need a license for things like shotguns. I can go to Kmart tomorrow and start buying a shitload of shotguns, right? Can't I just have my basement full of them?
Yeah.
That's insane. I can't kill anyone with a fucking shotgun?
To me, what would be a safer society? Most people not having guns or most people having guns? I'd say not having guns, right?
I would say so, but unfortunately, that's just a fantasy.
The protection shit is dumb. Because how, of all the gun owners in the country, how many of them actually use their guns for protection? None of them, pretty much.
Well... I could see their argument. What if most people had guns? So everyone knows if you break into somebody's house, there's a really good chance I might get shot. Do you think people might just not break into people's houses?
Or you're so desperate that you don't give a fuck.
Well, if you're like a junkie, you don't care either way. But I don't know. Do we have a rash of junkies breaking into homes?
I started shooting guns when I was like 7 years old or something. 8, 9, 10, 12, somewhere around there.
That's a pretty big range.
Well, I don't know. I remember.
Anywhere from 1 to 19.
And I shot pistols and shotguns and rifles. And it's fun as hell shooting shit. It's great.
Fun as hell.
I never went hunting because I guess my family was always too lazy to go hunting. My grandfather used to go away for hunting, but he wouldn't actually go out and shoot at deer. He'd just hang out in the
and
lodge.
Drink.
Get drunk. He wasn't a drinker. But he'd just hang out in the lodge with his buddies and shoot the shit and stuff.
How do you know that's where he went? Maybe he just said that. And he just went out whoring for
the
weekend.
How dare you? The man is no longer with us.
Yeah, but he was still a man. He wanted to enjoy himself. Get away from the old lady.
How dare you?
Oh, man. Imagine that. Oh, he must have had an awesome time.
But I would say, you know what? I don't really shoot guns anymore. You know why? Because who cares? I don't need them.
I shot a rifle once. I had an uncle, and they were like, you know, they had out, you know, like in the, you know, where the farms are, and, you know, they had a lot of land. So, you know, he had some cans set up, and I shot a rifle, and, you know.
I remember
it wasn't, like, super fun or anything, but I did it.
As I mentioned the show before, I used to work at a place who made hunting accessories.
Yes.
And for the picnic we were at, there was some gun play, some gun shooting. So we grabbed some cans from the cooler and set them up, and we're shooting full cans of pop, which is great. Because they explode.
Yeah.
And then we get yelled at. Like, hey, what are you doing?
Where were you?
Where were we? I'll tell you where we were. We were on Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame quarterback's ranch.
They didn't like you shooting there?
No, they were fine with shooting, but they didn't want us wasting the soda.
Oh, okay.
The shooting part was fine.
Yeah, you want to shoot something, be my guest, but I wanted to drink that. That's my personal stash of Pepsi, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to make a Hall of Fame quarterback angry.
Really?
He'll kick your ass.
He's an old man. He's broken. All the fucking wear and tear in that dude. He's a big guy, but we could probably kick his ass pretty easy.
Yeah, well, that guy...
Don't you think?
That guy, I was working, and he was a friend of the owner. He came in the one day, strolls by me, doesn't even, you know, I'm invisible. The hot girl that worked there, you hear his sneakers squeak. Oh, hey, how's it going? Haven't seen you in a while. Like, you motherfucker.
Do you think he wants
all these years, I have your fucking jersey, dude.
Yeah, unfortunately, he doesn't want to fuck you.
Well, I'm glad he didn't.
What if he did?
Well, I'd be, you know.
Oh, Mike, looking good today. How you been, buddy?
Listen, that'd be nice.
You want to go, you want to get a drink after work or something like that? I really don't have much going on. We could hang out.
Listen, if guy wants to be attracted to me, that helps my ego. Anybody is attracted to me.
No, but are you going
to
go out with him?
Well, maybe.
You know, so listen, you go out with a man of his stature, something's going to happen. It's just expected.
No, as a regular dude, I don't know what this has to do with guns.
Okay.
But,
what if he'll shoot you?
I'm saying, if a regular dude asked you out and you knew you didn't have to do anything with him, but he was going to buy you dinner, wouldn't you do it?
I don't like hanging
out with people. Girls do it all the time.
Yeah, but I don't like hanging out with people, and I don't need a free meal that bad.
It says you. Anyways, guns.
I eat enough.
Yeah. So the problem is
I eat guns.
You got people who say there's too many guns, but the realistic thing is you're not getting rid of guns. They're not going
anywhere. As I said, it's impossible.
They don't expire. They don't rot away.
You can't round them up.
They last for hundreds of years.
They can last forever. People, you take care of them. You oil them. You clean them.
The biggest problem is crazy people having the guns.
Yeah. Unfortunately, to get a gun, getting the whole process of getting a gun and getting a gun license, psychological testing plays no part in it, which it really should. Which it should play a role in many different things, and it doesn't.
So what I say is, limit the guns. Don't let guns go and play. Like, people are like, no. You shouldn't have gun-free zones. You should have mandatory gun zones, you know. Gun-free zones are dangerous.
They're just assholes.
Like, gun-free zone, then only the
criminals, well, yeah.
No. We don't need people. We don't need... This isn't the OK Corral. We don't need people to shoot out. By the fucking rare chance, I don't care how many times in the year that it comes in the news, it's rare to have a shootout, a guy like, go on a shooting rampage.
Well, very rare. Everything's rare, but you know what? Unfortunately, there is no solution to gun control.
What?
No, there really isn't.
Hey, idiot, that's the point of the show. We have to come up with the fucking
solution. Yeah, I know, but there isn't one.
I just came up with it.
What?
You make so you can't bring guns into certain places.
How would you do that?
Just the way it is now. You can't bring guns in. You can't just carry your gun to the mall.
You make it so they can't bring it into certain places? So... But it's the same way it is now. So what you do is nothing. So the things we have in place now that don't work, let's keep doing those because they don't work. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't have a problem with guns.
I mean, you know what?
We have a problem. Yeah, people are dying from guns, but it's mostly criminal activity that people are dying from guns. And suicides. Those are the two biggest things.
Yeah, no, you
are. Neither of those are going to be stopped by the pro-gun people are saying or what the other people are saying.
You are right. There is no solution because we don't need a solution because it really isn't a problem. There are asshole gun nuts out there, but as you said, you know, the maniacs who go on a shooting spree, pretty rare. We just hear about them a lot just because it's the media.
Significant.
The way it is.
Listen.
I mean, that was probably going on for the last... since guns were invented? When were guns invented? Like 100, 500 years ago?
Since the that shooting in Connecticut, there's been, I think, like 2,000 gun deaths since then. Which is, you know, like, what, 20-fold to the people who died there, whatever it was?
I don't know.
So, and then most of them are, like, gang-related activity, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm
Guess
sure.
what? The other people in the gang probably had a gun, too. So it didn't really help them.
I mean, gun incidents and the probably other people haven't died, jumped up.
And the other people who died... We're suicides. Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need a gun to kill yourself. If someone wants to kill themselves, I mean, a gun's easy, but they could hang themselves. They can cut off their own fucking heads. Plenty of shit you could do. Run in
so,
front of a car.
You know how you solve the problem in America anyway? Is you just go, all right, that's just it. Keep an eye out. Try to make sure that your family aren't insane. And then
if they are,
keep guns away from them.
I don't know if you know this, but... crazy people raise crazy people. So there is no way. You don't have totally sane parents with an insane kid. It's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem right. Let's keep those guns away. No, you're crazy. Your parents are crazy. So there is no solution.
The kid in Newtown.
Yeah.
His mother showed him from a young age how to shoot guns.
She was fucking nuts. So there is no solution to keeping an eye on crazy people because your family can't do it because they're crazy too.
You know what?
There is no solution to that.
Klein's right. Just leave it as it is.
Yeah.
Take our chances. But you know what?
You kind of have to.
Chances are, knowing you know, none of your loved ones are going to get killed in a rampage.
I mean, and if it does, I'm sorry. But what the fuck are you going to do? The only solution, really, is to have the government intervene and start doing psychological testing, which it's not going to happen because then you're infringing on everyone's rights.
And maniacs, no one's coming into your house and stealing your guns, all right?
Oh, if they try and take my gun, oh, I can't have automatic, oh, blah, blah.
Shut the fuck up, asshole, and you and your guns. Go fucking, I hope a bear fucking bites your head off, piece of shit.
Oh, I love when hunters get attacked.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's poetic justice, isn't it?
Oh, man, I hate gun guys.
How dare that deer attack me when I'm trying to kill him? It's called self-defense.
I kind of hate everyone, so I really don't care what happens to you. HotshotWizKids.com.
So, and to solve the problem, don't do anything. Just let it be.
Remember, I just ended the show, and we already came to that conclusion?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's why I ended
it. All right, see you next week, HotshotWizKids.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you calling them Hot? Did you call them HotshotWizKids? Because that's us.
I was just taking the name of our show to end it. This is 2020. Thanks a lot.
I'm John Stossel. And I'm Baba Waters.
And I'm Hugh Dead Downs.
Is Hugh Downs dead?
I don't know. He should be.
Oh.
Well, right.
I mean, he was old back when 2020 was, you know, current.
Yeah, he was old when we were young. And now we're old, so he must be even older or dead.
You think he was fucking Barbara Walters?
Oh, once or twice.
I bet he did.
He gave her cunnilingus.
You know, you work with somebody. I mean, that shit happens.
Yeah.
All right. HotshotWizKids.com.
Next week, problem solving. Office romances.
It's not really a problem. It's a problem if it's not happening.
I'm just kidding.
You got the hot chick at work, you want to fuck her.
Right.